He remembered a song his great uncle used to sing years ago in German. Ich seh, wie ein Engel im rosigen Duft sich trösten zur Seite mir stellet. Which his great uncle had explained to him meant, I see, dressed like an angel, standing by my side to give me comfort, the woman he loved, the woman who saved him, in the song. In the song, not in real life. His great-uncle was dead, and it was a long time ago he'd heard those words. His great-uncle, German-born, singing in the house or reading aloud.
Gott, welch dunkel hier, o grauenvolle Stille, od ist es mich hier, litzt lebet außer mir.
God, how dark it is here, and totally silent. Nothing but me lives in this vacuum. Even if his brain's not burned out, he realized, by the time I'm back on duty, somebody else will have been assigned to them. Or they'll be dead, or in the bucket, or in federal clinics, or just scattered. Burned out and destroyed, like me. Unable to figure out what the fuck is happening. It has reached an end in any case, anyhow, for me. I've, without knowing it, already said goodbye. All I could ever do sometime, he thought, is play the holotapes back, to remember. I ought to go to the safe apartment. He glanced around and became silent. I ought to go to the safe apartment and rip them off now, he thought, while I can. Later they might be erased, and later I would not have access. Fuck the department, he thought. They can bill me against the back salary. By every ethical consideration, those tapes of that house and the people in it belong to me. And now those tapes, they're all I've got left out of all this. That's all I can hope to carry away. But also, he thought rapidly, to play the tapes back, I need the entire hollow transport cube projection resolution system there in the safe apartment. I'll need to disassemble it and cart it out of there piece by piece. The scanners and recording assemblies I won't need. Just transport playback components, and especially all the cube projection gear. I can do it, bit by bit. I have a key to that apartment. They'll require me to turn in the key, but I can get a dupe made right here before I turn it in. It's a conventional Schlage lock key. Then I can do it. He felt better realizing this. He felt grim and moral, and a little angry at everyone. Pleasure at how we would make matters okay. On the other hand, he thought, if I ripped off the scanners and recording heads and like that, I could go on monitoring, on my own, keep surveillance alive, as I've been doing, for a while at least. But I mean, everything in life is just for a while, as witness this. The surveillance, he thought, essentially should be maintained, and if possible, by me. I should always be watching, and figuring out, even if I never do anything about what I see, even if I just sit there and observe silently, not seen. That is important, that I, as a watcher of all that happens, should be at my place. Not for their sake, for mine. Yeah, he amended, for theirs too, in case something happens, like when Luckman choked. If someone is watching, if I am watching, I can notice and get help. Phone for help. Bring assistance to them right away, the right kind. Otherwise, he thought, well, they could die and no one would be the wiser. No, or even fucking care. In wretched little lives like that, someone must intervene, or at least mark their sad comings and goings. Mark, and if possible, permanently record, so they'll be remembered. For a better day, later on, when people will understand.